Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I know everyone has something to praise the Lord for. We just thank God for another opportunity to be on the broadcast again, to lift up the name of Jesus, and we just want everybody to join us tonight. This is Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, and just come on in and join us and help us lift up the name of Jesus through worship and praise and the preaching of the Word. And we just want to welcome all of the listeners from all over the world, the new ones that's been coming in listening. We thank God for all of you, and just tell all your friends and your neighbors it, and then the gospel will get out further to others. And we just want to thank the ones that's been praying for this ministry. We couldn't do it without you. We thank God for you and for all the prayers that's been going up to this ministry. And today our subject is coming out of Psalms 143, verse 10. It's about being in the will of God. It says Psalms 143:10 says, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness, of righteousness, I mean." And I was just thinking, you know, if we read the Word and study the Word, live and abide in the Word, talk and walk His Word, and obey His Word, then we're going to be in His will.
Amen.
And I just thank God that He will keep us in His will if we'll stay out of His way. And that's what we need to do, is to stay out of His way, so we'll be in His will. And if we get in the will of God, we'll have peace. But you know, if we're not in the will of God, we're not, and we don't obey and stay in His will, we're not going to have that peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
And I just thank God that we can stay in His will. And whenever we're in His will, you know, we can ask whatsoever we will, and God will do it for us if it's, you know, according to His will. Romans 12, 1 and verse 1 and 2 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not conform to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And I want to stay in the perfect will of God and obey and be in His will. Third John 2 says, you know, it's about us being in the will of God. The will of God for us is what I've got written down here. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that ye mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth."
Amen.
And Matthew 6:21 says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And we don't stay in his will. We're just going to be in his way. So I think every one of us have room to move up and get in the will of God. And by doing that, you've got to get into the Word. Because if you follow what the Word says, you'll be in his will and in his way. I mean, in his will and his way. We won't be in his way of doing what God wants to do in our lives. So I have a few prayer requests, urgent ones here, that people need miracles. Dora and Jay need a miracle. Dora's down in Florida getting treatments, and she's needing a miracle. And Amen. We know the miracle's after. And we're just believing that God's going to touch her and going to heal her. And we're also praying for little four-year-old Landon. He needs a miracle. He's taking chemo, and also pray for his grandparents that's taking care of him. Willie Torres is pretty sick and needs God to move for him.
Brother Wheeler, though.
And I want to thank God for answering a prayer. We've prayed for three different babies on here that needed a miracle when they were born. They weighed just a pound and just a little over a pound and something. And the lady went home just the other day. And so I just give God all the praise and all the glory for touching these babies. And we just want to thank everyone that's been praying and lifting all these prayers up to the Lord. And we're going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs. And then we'll get the ones that are on here to obey the Lord. So everybody out there on Facebook, just put your request in the comments below if you have any prayer requests or a praise report, and we'll get back to it as soon as we can there. Okay, go ahead, Tim. Praise the Lord. Just worship and praise the Lord with us. I'm gonna get up, get about God's business. They're sold out, I'm sold out. Turn and come with me. I wanna tell someone to have God's love for the world. I'm gonna get up, and about God's business today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He filled me with spirit and keep on blessing me. Oh, that's what the Lord has done. Turn my life around. This my joy and tolerance. I'm proud of something now. I'm going to get out. It is about God's business. They're sold out. I'm sold out. The term has come of me. I've got a soft mother who has a word. God, it's in my heart. As a word, you got to get up. Get up and about some things today. Yeah, I'm going to witness of what the Lord has done. If anybody in this place says, walk by the blood. Oh, and she found a one thing to know that they're on the shelf. You got to tell somebody, can't you change up? I'm gonna get out, get about that business. There's no doubt, I'm sold out. You sure we come our way. I've got to tell someone who has to hurt. Got to keep my heart. Got to get up and up and up and up today. You got to get busy, babe. Put your hands to the plow. You got to make a difference in the here and now. God is in my heart, as it were.
So I won't walking in your way. We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's no doubt on the grain when they're on the ground. There's so much work to be done. And what you gonna do? How many times have we lost you? You gotta tell the truth, sir, that we're living in the final hour. First you need to start, won't be coming out. So we must work. There is life. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. Oh, there all time remains, and the blood still falls. From the north to the south, to the east and the west, let's bring them in. What you gonna do, sir? Tell me what you gonna do. How many times have we lost you? You gotta tell them the truth, that we're living in the final hour. Your seat door won't be coming down. You gotta tell them about Jesus. You gotta tell them about the Lord. He's the only way there. He's the only God. Oh, God, so the truth, sir, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy, Lord, won't it come now? Mercy, Lord, won't it come now? Mercy, Lord, won't it come now?
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
215, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, you know, I just want to say, you know, how much of a pleasure it is that we're preaching on the will of God, but I get Tim to sing a song for me just about all the time. As, do you know how it feels to be all right?
Amen.
You hear them still each night. Do you know how it feels to be loved by the one that created everything there is, you know? And it, the name above all names is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the embodied Word of God. It was made a living human being and come down on this earth to live and to die for me and you to take our sins away. And if we can't sort of give up on our will to live in his will, sis, what would I be worth to God? If I couldn't lay aside my wants and my desires to let my main desire be God and to please him and to walk upright before him. People is forgetting that, you know, I'm going to read this here in just a minute, but I thought about the one thing that keeps us out of the will of God is our will and his will are like two old rams that just butt heads all the time. Because we're in the flesh. The flesh cannot be subject to the laws of God. It cannot be.
Amen.
We have to live through the Spirit to be the children of God. You have to live through the Spirit in order to take up your cross and follow Jesus every day, because the cross does get heavy. I'm telling you. Today they're trying to lay every weight there is on that cross. We're homophobes. We're transgenderphobes. We're this and we're that. They call us all kind of names. And all we are is trying to walk in the will of God. If he tells me something wrong, that's how I want to walk. I want to avoid that wrong. I don't want to make that mistake.
Amen.
And we got so many today, they'll judge you on anything. But if you say, I'm a born-again believer in the Word of God, oh, they got 1,000 things wrong with us right off the bat. But people, we need to do just what this says. I'm going to read this, but I ask God just to bless this Word. It don't need to go out and not touch somebody. And here's what it says. It comes out of the 143rd Psalm, the 10th verse. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Verse 11 says, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. And you think about when I was walking in my will, I wasn't nowhere near to what God and his will was. Because I only think I made it what I lusted after, what I wanted, what made me feel good, what I thought was just so good that I couldn't do without it. And you know, when I found the Lord, and well, I didn't find him, he found me. But when I sought him out and asked his forgiveness, and he came inside and took all my sins away. Then I found what I really wanted, but I was too dumb because I was walking in my will. The only person I was out to please was me. And that's everybody out there. You're going to find times when you're not thinking about what would God want, but you're thinking about what you would want and what you feel like doing and what you think is all right. The people that, you know, that's what this book in my hand is about. This Bible is the Word of God. It should lead us and guide us and show us all things, but you know, we still got that will in us, that will to do wrong or to do just a little bit opposite of the Word says, or just to get just outside it, not fully in it. And that's what's glory to God. These churches today, that the one out in Texas, I ain't scared to say something about him. He's big name. He's a millionaire and all this stuff. But he preaches that there's many roads that lead to God. Well, why in the world? In John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me, but through him. It's the only way we can get there, to get in the will of God, to put Jesus as our Lord and our Savior in our lives, and to walk upright before him. He said, in righteousness and true holiness. You can't do it walking in your will. There's so many preachers and teachers and all that, and they think because they went to seminary school, or they think that their daddy was a preacher, so I've learned him. I know how to preach, and I know this, but you've got to be in the will of God. If he don't call you to preach, don't take the mantle up and try. Because if it's not God leading you, you're going to mess up. And you ain't going to do no good. And that word's not going to prosper. You may have people in your church because you're making it easy on them. Because they're seeking every other way but the ways of God. And I thought about the very first verse, first chapter in Proverbs. Verse 7 says this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Amen.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Do you hear what I read? He said the fools is the one that despise wisdom and instruction. They don't want to listen to what God said on this and God said on that. And, well, I know this little thing here ain't going to hurt me. I just get drunk one night a week. I don't do it all the time. It's all right. It's not all right. If he said stay away from strong drink, reckon what he meant. And yet we can't walk in his will because ours is butting heads with him. We think, you know, we don't fear God enough to obey God. And it's time to get the fear back in us. Because if I'm not wrong, we don't have long till the eastern sky is going to break open. And he's coming back to get them that walks in his will, that knows what true holiness is about. That what, you know,
Amen.
True holiness is living in the will of God. Walking before God. Showing the world
right.
that he makes a difference in us. Showing glory to God. Showing that we can love our enemies. We can pray for them that despitefully use us and stab us in the back every time we turn around. But we still love them. We still pray God's blessings on them. We still pray for their repentance, their salvation. Why? Are you that much in love with your enemy? I want to walk in the will of God. Jesus Christ come down here and hung on the cross after being beaten half to death, all his back tore all to pieces, nailed to the cross, and still forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. He's teaching us something about the will of the Father that should be in us as a church, as a child of God. We should grow in the grace of God. We should grow in the likeness of Christ. Glory to God. Christian, the word Christian means Christ-like. And if we're a Christian, we got to be a little more like Jesus every day and throw my will in the garbage. Because my will got me in a lot of trouble. My will almost sent me to prison a time or two. And I'm telling you, I was doing things I wasn't supposed to do. It's against the law, it's against everything, but it's against the law of God more than anything. And I was ruining my soul. I was throwing it away for nothing. Because everything I sought after in my will don't last. Because you'd have to go back and do it again, and do it again, and do it again. But if you truly give your heart to Jesus, friend, one time I'll do you. If you get the Spirit of God dwelling within you, you got a teacher, and a guide, and an instructor. Glory to God.
Yes.
Lead you in the true path of righteousness, and holiness, and uprightness
Amen.
Before God. Hallelujah. Because that's what it's about. It ain't about us. Never would. It's all about God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son and living in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God that guides us through everything. When I went and bought this last car, I told Sister Betty. I got out there and I pretty well made the deal, but I went outside, took my anointing oil and anointed that car and laid my hand on the dash. And I prayed that God would let that car take me everywhere he wanted me to go, but that it wouldn't run to take me anywhere that he wouldn't have me go. And that's our life. That's how we should be given up to God every
Amen.
Day. We should say, Lord, as I wake up this morning, guide me through this day, whatever it brings, let me be just
Amen.
What you want me to be. Let me be the child of God that I profess to be before the world, and I can't be that unless I'm in your will. Unless I'm walking like you tell me to walk,
Amen.
I'm talking like you tell me to talk, I'm going out and sharing the word of God. Hallelujah. We ain't all preachers, but we all made ministers of the gospel. And that's in our life, in our walk, in our staying in the will of God. I've heard of people come to churches here lately, and every time they come, they get up and they pray the same thing. They'll have them pray for them. Pray that I'll stay in the will of God. Well, you the only one can make that choice for you. Either you want to please God or you want to please you. It's one or the other. You can't straddle the fence and say, yes, I'm walking with God. I'm upright before him. And because the other side is telling you, oh, you know, I got to go to church and make sure I'm in the will. Well, why ain't you praying and asking God? Are you in his will? Why aren't you seeking the Spirit to be your guide in your life? And people are getting away from that so much that that's why they have to be prayed for every week. Pray that I stay in God's will. Well, why are you not praying for yourself? Why are you not seeking to get further into God than you are? Do you think that when you, oh, glory to God, I may just go to preaching. But I feel like if you think you went to that altar, got down and you felt that sweet forgiveness, that weight of sin that comes off of you. You feel like you can float back down the aisle. You ain't got to walk. Feel like your feet won't reach the floor. Then you felt that blessings of God, the forgiveness, the mercy, the grace of God that comes upon you. But I'm going to tell you this. You better stay in the will of God yourself. You need to seek it out and read this Bible.
Amen.
Study the Word of God and walk with it every day in your life. You can't please God and do part of what the Word says and leave the part you don't like out. I'm telling the world this. I'm not just telling Christians this or sinners this. The world needs to know this. Hey, this is okay and that's okay. And all this stuff that they're passing and pushing on the kids in school. All this is junk. It's garbage. It's outside the will of God. And we need to get louder. Louder, I'm telling you. Louder. And tell them this is wrong. This is ungodly. You will not teach my kid this. You will not preach this to them when God has a different word and a different way of living and a different lifestyle for those that love him, praise God. Ain't it time that you made up your mind which side of the fence you're going to be on? You won't be having to go back to church and say, y'all pray for me that I'll be in the will of God. Well, you either are or you're not. But that's strictly up to you. Because I'll pray for you that you get a hold of God. And that he leads you. And if he leads you and you follow where he leads, you're going to be in the will of God. You won't have to ask nobody else to pray that I'm in his will. You'll be praying for yourself and seeking the face of God and asking, and Lord, am I where I need to be with you? If I'm not, Lord, guide me, lead me, touch me in my spirit that I know which way to go to please you. That's a Christian. That's Christ-like. What Jesus,
Amen.
He get down and pray to the Father. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, glory to God. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane before he went to that old cross, remember? And he got down praying. Said he prayed so hard and so earnestly, his sweat become as great drops of blood. He was pouring his soul out to the Father. And he prayed, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. He didn't want to go to that cross no more than you would. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Glory to God. Have you learned to pray that prayer? Have you learned what it means to turn your will loose that you can get a hold of God and walk therein? You ought to have a fear of God. Failing him and going a little bit out of line with him, you ought to be afraid of him. Because my Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God and be living outside his will, folks. If you're living outside, you need to be afraid. You need to be very afraid, like it would be if there was a massive army coming to kill you and you stand there by yourself. But if God's standing with you, oh, Elisha and his servant, when that great army surrounded them, was coming to that little town they was in. And he said to his servant, oh, what are we going to do? And, oh, Elijah looked up and said, Lord, open his eyes like you've opened mine. He said, there's more of us now or them. And when his servant started looking around, all the hills, all the mountains were standing full of angels waiting to fight the battle. Glory to God. There was more of them than there was of that mighty army. And that army was sent to flight because he opened their eyes that they might see the will of God was not for them to come and destroy them people. And they left and fled. And they started killing each other in the way because some was too slow. And they'd stab them with a sword to get them out of their way. And a lot of them wound up dead because they was out of the will of God. Now, why do you think that you're any better than an invading army coming into what God has done for you, what he's given you? And he said, he ain't give me nothing. Then don't you breathe another breath. He put the oxygen here for us to breathe. He designed trees to take in carbon dioxide that we breathe out and to breathe out pure oxygen for us to breathe. He designed all this. He designed you. And there's a place in your heart that'll never be filled till you give up your will for his will. Praise God.
Yes.
I started reading before I ever got to reading much, but this comes out of Matthew chapter 16. I'm going to start at verse 24. If you got your Bibles, follow along. I encourage everybody to follow me. When I preach, especially, I want you to know it's the Word of God, not the Word of James. It said, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow
me. Amen.
Now that's saying I got to lay my will down, don't I? If I'm going to deny me and my little petty lust and my little needs and this I think I can't do without, glory to God. If I deny that and put his cross on me and follow after Christ, glory to God, yeah, there's some things I got to give up. But do you not understand what I have gained? When this world that's not in his will, that don't know God, dies, there's a place called a lake of fire, burning with fire and brimstone. And the fire will never go out. And the worm of you will never die. And the flames will never be quenched. And that is your final resting place. And you can't get out. There's no escape. You can't find a way of climbing out. Nothing like that. So there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Gritting your teeth because you're hurting so bad. The pain is so great. The darkness there is so deep. Because you're out of the light and the will of God forever, without a hope, without a prayer, without a chance. And that's what people are leaving this world for. But if I leave, praise God, do you understand? He said, believe in me, shall never die. Glory to God. That's the will of God to you. Jesus Christ said, I come to give you life and give it more abundantly. In other words, I don't want it to end. I want your life to go on forever with me in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I bless his name. Hallelujah. I sat there getting ready for this a while ago. I was already wet with sweat when I started because I had church while I was sitting here waiting. I got to praying and the Spirit of God come down. I bless God. That's how you know when in his will, and you can feel that Spirit of God rise up within you, and you know that you're sealed, sanctified, set apart, glory to God, by him. But there's so many today, they don't know what that's about. These people been going to church, and even in the holiness and Pentecostal church, they've been going to years and years and years, and never got the Spirit of God in them. Oh, his Bible says, Holy Ghost. They never got it. Why? Because they something in their will that they couldn't lay aside to walk in God's will. You've got to put it all down. Yeah. Like it said, deny yourself and follow me. Glory to God. I want to follow Jesus because I know where he lives. He lives in life everlasting. He lives in the kingdom of God. He's coming back. And the ones that live and walk in his will and die in his will, they're going home, folks. It ain't just my saying. That's the word of God. It says in the 5th chapter, 2 Corinthians, about the 1st and 2nd verse, it says this, that we know if this, our earthly house, was dissolved, we have another house, not built with hands, eternal in the heavens. We've got a new heavenly body. They call it a spiritual body. But praise God, that body won't grow old. That body can't die. That body can't get sick. That body can't feel sorrow. That body won't never cry again because God himself will wipe the tears from our eyes and they won't come back. We got nothing to cry about. It's going to be rejoicing forever. But only, you hear that, only, if we can live in the Word of God while we're down here. Live in the Word, like Sister Betty said. If you live the Word of God and what it says, you will be in God's will. But this goes on, it says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Now, isn't that hard scripture to understand? You sit there and scratch your head a little bit, you know. Now, wait a minute. If I lose my life, I'm dead. But if I lose it for his sake, I find it. What does that mean, preacher? It means this. Glory to God. Glad you asked. Here's what it means. If you lose your life, if you let go of the direction that you've chose for you and walk in the direction that God has chose for you, you lost your life, what you wanted for his sake, for his will. And you start, look, you're going to find your true life. You're going to find what true happiness is. The Bible says he fills us with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, the glory is his, but the joy is mine. I can smile every day. Got up this morning, walked out on the carport, let my little dog outside, and it was raining. And I said, praise the Lord, what a beautiful day, Lord. You say, well, it was raining, it's nasty. It ain't nasty in the eyes of God. Everything he does is yea and amen. It's good. It'll prosper us. Glory to God. I don't know if there's a drought coming, but I'm glad we're getting the rain. I'm glad to wake up and see it. Hallelujah. Everything that happens, it happens for my good. He said, all things work to the good of them that love him, that are called according to his purpose. And people say, well, how do I know his purpose for me? How do I know his purpose for me? Walk in the will of God. Follow this word. Get in the word of God. Study it out. And you'll find out there's hidden truths all in it that have come to mind. And I don't know about everybody else, but I've read my Bible through many times. And when I go back and go to reading sometimes, it's like it comes alive in my hand. And I read that. I remember the other day I asked Sister Betty a question. I'd read something, and it just struck me wrong. I couldn't figure it out right then. I called her, and we sat and discussed it, and it dawned what he was saying. He let me know. Let her know. Helped me. We sat there and talked about it on the phone. You know what? That's what studying the Word of God will do. Studying it gets it into your heart. When it gets in your heart, it'll get in your life. When it gets in your life, it's infected. Glory to God. That joy, that happiness, that peace, that will of God in you, that other people can see it. And other people go to magnifying God and say, God, I don't know what he's got, but would you please let me have some of that? That in the face of trouble and trial, he can laugh and cut up. In the face of darkness and things in his life going wrong, he can still praise God. He still got that same smile on his face. Why? Because I know how he is. I read the back of the book. It goes on and said this. For what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world?
Amen.
His own soul.
That's
or
it.
What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You ever thought about what he's saying? We can live our way, and we might make millionaires. We might come up with some way of making money and just be so rich we don't worry or want for nothing. Anything we want, we can just buy because we got plenty of money. And whose is that when it comes time for your soul to give account? That you walked in your will, walked away from God's will. Even what you gain, you can't take it with you. It only lasts while we're here. Can you imagine how short a time we got on this earth compared to what it'll be in eternity?
Amen.
And they're willing to throw God out the window for the right now. Right now ain't never saved a man, period, unless he was seeking God and God had mercy on him right now. If he comes into your heart right now, if you get the Spirit inside you right now, praise God, you gain something. You gain something that the government can't take away. The world can't take away. The enemy can't steal. Glory to God. Your house is set on a rock, and the storms of life will not prevail against it. Why? Because you chose God's will over your will. That's what he's talking about when he said, if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. Think about it. How many people today are out here and withering away on the streets, on drugs, shooting needles in their arms, and doing all what, smoking dope and different things, and how that they cannot quit. Why? Because they don't have the willpower to quit. And they'll say, well, you can't just quit drugs all at once. You can't just quit alcohol all at once. You're a liar, and the truth ain't in you. I went right up in them woods up that hill right there behind my mama's house. I was a doper and a drinker. That was, because that man died that day. He was put down by Jesus Christ. The hand of God touched me. The riches of God came upon me. I felt something in me that I'd never felt before. I was happier than I'd ever been. And I was cleaner than I'd ever been. Glory to God. Because Jesus Christ had mercy on me. He come in when I spoke on his name. And praise God, I ain't never been the same, but I ain't never wanted none of that junk no more either.
Praise God.
It hadn't been my life. There ain't been no relapse. There ain't been no going back. There ain't been no looking behind me because I found something that could get me higher than any drug can get you. I've been drunk on the spirit. You ever heard of that? Drunk on where I just about staggering around. I was so blessed by God. Feel the spirit just moving all through me and all about me. Glory to God. There's nothing like it. And it don't cost a dime.
Thank you, Jesus.
Better than anything Satan can throw your way. He tries to fool people. In fact, they just cannot do without these drugs. If you try to quit them, you're going to die. They tell you, you're hard to quit. Whatever. Let me tell you, that's why. God is the great physician.
Amen.
He can heal you. And praise God. Glory to God. But this is what it says over here in the 14th chapter of Big John, verse 23. Jesus answered the man and said, if a man love me, he'll keep my words. And my Father
Amen.
Will love me. And we will come unto him and make our abode. They will live inside you. And everybody's asking, well, how do you walk in the will of God all the time if they're living inside you? Is it not kind of hard not to? If they're inside you, you're going to walk in the will of God because I want to please the Spirit of God which lives inside
Amen.
Me, which gives me everything I need. There's so many times I've been without stuff. Didn't know really how I was going to find a way out, but I knew who to trust for it. And every time I got in that kind of shape, the God that I serve came through and blessed me.
Amen.
And the situation was made better, not by my will, but by the will of God. I got blamed,
yes.
folks. Remember the tendency. This eye put out, that's blast. This eye was so blind, I couldn't see to walk because I'd run into furniture. Barely could see to get around with it. But God put sight in this eye. That every doctor I saw said would never see. But the doctors are not God. You understand? People trust them doctors. Oh, that doctor, he helped me get by this. Oh, that doctor, he helped heal me. That doctor cannot heal you. The medicine cannot heal you.
Yeah.
It takes the will of God for you to be healed. It takes the stripes of Jesus Christ. He said, by my stripes, ye are healed. Glory to God.
Amen.
Get your faith. Is in him. If you walk in the will of God, if you perform the duties he's put upon us. Sister Betty, the giving up of our bodies, that's our reasonable sacrifice unto God. That's letting our will go behind us and looking forward and walking in the will of God. Hallelujah. In churches, you can't please God and be out of the will. You can't serve God and be out of his will. You can only serve him. You can only truly be born again when you're willing to accept his will for your life. And people don't. They don't understand it. They don't realize it. Well, I go to church. I pay my tithes. I put in some money on the offerings. I try to be good to everybody. A good man won't make it. But a born again, out of your will and into the will of God, man, he's going to make it. He's glory.
Yes.
He's a home for us. He's a home for us. Jesus said, I go away. I'm going to prepare a place for you. But I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, ye may be also. Glory to God. That day is coming. It may come for me before it comes for you or before it comes back. Because in about 5 days, I turn 68 years old. I'm getting old. Praise God. And I hope I'm getting smarter. I hope I'm getting more like Jesus. That's my prayer. I don't want to be more like me. I sure don't want to be like the old me. I want to be like the one Jesus wants me to be. What about you today? Has that been your prayer? Lord, take me and keep me in your will. Just like that song, Tim said, well, I won't be in your way. Because if I'm not walking in the will of God, and I get up and try to do something for God, I'm just in his way. I'm not helping. I'm hurting the people I talk to. But people, I don't care if you want to come and watch me day by day. I don't care. You're going to do a lot of praying with me because I ain't going to let you stand there and watch while I'm praying. You got to pray with me. But I don't care if you watch my life. Praise God. Our lives are on open display all the time, every second. People might not see it, but God does. He watches every move we make. He watches every word we say. He watches every deed we do. And he knows whether it be pleasing to him or displeasing to you. They try to deceive God, Sister Betty. They take the word of God and they'll break it down and they'll take one word. Now, this word in the Greek means this. But what he's really saying, he said. What he really means for your life, it's wrote in the words of this book right here. And if you want to find true freedom, true happiness, true peace, true joy, glory to God, true forgiveness and salvation, you've got to come out of your will, into the will of God, and don't look back. Don't take up that mantle. Well, I got something I'm going to do next week. Lord, if it be your will. He said, don't say nothing that you're going to do tomorrow, but say, if it be your will, Lord, I plan on doing this. But if it's not your will, I know that there'll be something. Something will be in my way that I can't. I remember one day, I come out of the house, and I was going to town. I was fixing to go out and hit the road. Well, Mama hollered at me, something else. And I went in there, and when we got to talking, I didn't go for about 30, 40 minutes. Sat there and talked to her. When I started up the road, there's a bad wreck. Up the road up here, about three cars just mangled. And more than likely, I'd have been right in it if I had just kept my will. But God had a plan for me. He put a distraction on me to keep me in his will and to keep me safe and to help me get up that road and back. And glory to God. How many times do you think he's interceded in your life to protect you?
Yes.
Glory to God, because he was serving him or because he knows that you're lost and he's giving you one more opportunity to come and give your life to him and to serve him in his will and his way. Glory to God. That verse, glory to God. Verse 6 in chapter 14, and John says this, I am the way only.
Amen.
I'm the truth only. And I'm the life only. When you say the something, that means it's the only one. As he is the way. There's not many roads that lead to God. There's only one. And if he says, I'm the truth, well, he was the word of God made flesh. The word of God is the truth. Ain't nobody nowhere can take something in this book and make it not be so, because it's still proving itself out every day we live. He said, in the last day, perilous times shall come, because men will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. They want their way and their will. And you hear these certain people in America, they push this. Speak your truth. You speak your truth. Ain't no truth in me. And the Bible said, let God be the truth and all men be a liar. So there's no truth in me. The truth was Jesus Christ. The truth of hope, the truth of mercy was Jesus Christ. The truth of righteousness is Jesus Christ. The truth of holiness is Jesus Christ. The only peace you'll ever find, that's true peace, is in Jesus Christ. It's not in body, in nothing else. Nowhere else, and you can't find it. Rich people sit and worry all the time about their money, about losing it, about going broke. What about this? What about if this happens? Oh, let's put something here. Let's do this. I'm telling you something. I go to sleep in peace. I wake up in peace because I got a direction for my life. And it's not, guess what, folks? Oh, it's not my direction. It's the direction he chooses for me. Whatever he says do, wherever he says go, I just want to get up and do it. I just want to go where he said. Because, you know, I went one time up to a place called Little Bear Creek, Big Lake up there. Used to love to go fish. And he put it on my heart to go up there and fish a while. I said, I really don't want to go up there. And it come on me again, go up there and fish a while. I got up there, and a man and woman was mainly about to tie up in the parking lot. And I went over and said, y'all having a bad day, ain't you? Yeah, she this. And she said, yeah, he this. I said, well, did you ask God about it? And they both sat there, their mouth open, just looked at me. And I went to talking to them about God. And guess what happened? Now, she was a little hard-headed. But I led him to the Lord. We just sat down on an old log laying there and sat there and talked. And I prayed for him. And he cried them bitter tears of repentance and cried out and asked Jesus to forgive him for his ignorance, for him following his way instead of God's way. And I guarantee you, they didn't fight on the way home. Now, she wouldn't get over and pray like that. But he did. And I'll guarantee you, before they got home, she saw the difference in him and seen what the will of God will do when it changes a man's heart and his life. Because that's what it's about. Think about your children. People's got kids. They're in schools and they're being taught all this junk. And everybody's so scared to death. Because afraid their kid will get a hold of a fentanyl pill. You warning them and telling them, but you warning and telling them don't do a whole lot of good. They'll do right opposite what the parent says. We know that. That's a kid. But when you tell them and pray for them and seek the Lord's help and show them that there's a right way to live and lead it before them, showing them and praying with them over your food and over every morning and every night before they go to bed, you know what feels harder to swallow? When somebody's trying to push it off on the kid, it's harder for them to swallow because they're thinking, well, Daddy told me, Mama told me, and I've heard them pray for me. I don't want to touch that mess. What if it killed me? And people, if we can't do that, you don't love your kids. Praise God. You got to correct them. You got to show them a direction. You got to teach them about Jesus. You got to show them that there's only one true God. And who he is, and what he'll do for them, and how he can lead them, and how he can keep them from trouble, how he can protect their lives and guide them to that right person to get married, maybe have babies of their own. But today we've got people, they don't want to get married. They don't want to have a family of their own. They just want to go sleep here and sleep there and sleep here and sleep there. And if I get pregnant, I'll go get an abortion. Whatever I want to do. And they say, it's my body, it's my right. People, that ain't you. That's a baby you're killing. You didn't have the right to get that way. And if you get that way, it's supposed to be a blessing from God. But their will, what I say, their will starts that button heads with God, and they think their will is the right one because they don't know nothing about pleasing God and living right. Glory to God. People, this world is filthy. The things in it are filthy. People are not getting down and getting earnest and seeking God's face and crying out for his spirit to come within them. They're not willing to clean their life up enough to receive the spirit of God. But you can't know his will for you at all if you don't do that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to take you over here and show you a little something. And this comes out of the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. It's a little bit of reading, but I'm going to do it. It says in verse 8 there, the second chapter, said, none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. What are you talking about? He's talking about the will of God, what the Spirit teaches. It says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And you remember I read that.
Amen.
John 14 a while ago said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Follow the word. Live by the word. That's what he's telling us. And here it goes on. Said,
amen.
But God hath revealed them unto us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. You want to know how to know God's will? Then you get your heart and your life cleaned up in a fashion that you receive that sweet Holy Ghost. The Spirit comes inside, and glory to God. Do you know what? That Spirit searches the deep things of God. It knows the mind of God, knows the will of God, will teach you the will of God. You don't have to walk around ignorant to the Word and the will of God, because the Spirit will teach you. The Spirit is what's missing. The churches ain't alive like they used to be. The Spirit is missing. Glory to God. You go to church, and it's, what kind of service did you have? It was pretty good. We had pretty good service. Said, what did the preacher preach? I said, I don't remember. Now, when you don't remember, something wasn't right. Something in you wasn't lined up with the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God, all the Word of God, He said it don't go out and return void. It's supposed to accomplish in you what God sent it to do. Praise God. Goes on here and says this. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Spirit of God that lets us know the things of God. Lets us know when it's wrong, when it's right, when it's good, when it's bad, when it's unpleasing to Him, and when it's something that we should just hold our hands up and say, no, I'm not touching that. That's unclean to me. I'm not touching it. It's just like a glory to God. Somebody told me, I've got this thing in my stomach called gastroparesis. It takes a long time for my stomach to digest my food. And somebody said, well, drink you a little wine. I can't. Why not? I said, because the Bible said I can't. He said, anybody that's called the office of a bishop, that's a pastor or evangelist, he said, they can't be given to wine. I'm not given to wine because Jesus said don't. And friend, if it helped me, I don't want it. I want His help. Praise God. You'll always find somebody. Well, it don't hurt to drink. Jesus drunk wine. Praise God. Have you ever found a place where He got high, drunk, anything on that wine? Praise God, no, you didn't, because He didn't do it. He sipped it with supper. Praise God. And I've heard people say, well, that was just grape juice. No, they said it was wine. But He said, I won't drink no more of the vine till I drink it new with you in the kingdom of God. And it won't be spirit wine. It'll be spiritual wine. We can get a drink of it today, folks. If you've been thirsty, if you've been in a dry place, if your life has seemed like it's falling off a cliff, it's because you're trying to figure out how to please God without the Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, that's an impossibility. It's impossible to please God without the Spirit. Just like it said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you got faith, you truly believe, and you're truly seeking after the reverence and the pleasures and the awe from God, and praise the Lord. You trust Him for something, don't you? And you're trusting Him in His guidance in our lives. It said now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. His will is freely given. We should even know it. When you start to do something, or I'm going to go over here, go over there to the gambling boat down in Mississippi down there. They got a big old gambling boat. I'm going to go down there and just have some fun. I ain't going to try to win some money. I'm just going down there. But God said, be a wise steward of what God has given you. So you get thinking about that. Now, that ain't pleasing to God. I'm not going. Well, I'm going to play the lottery. It's up to $100 million. I'm going to get me some lottery tickets. You ain't going to win. God wants to bless you with money. He'll bless you with money. But you're not going to get it from ill-gotten gains, like gambling, buying lottery tickets, all this junk that the world loves to do because you're not of the world anymore. He said, come out from among them. Be a separate and a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Glory to God. I want to be part of the royal priesthood of Jesus Christ, one that can go and pray for somebody and see something done in them. I was sitting up there earlier today looking through and praying for people on prayer group that I'm in. And you know what? I look for everyone I pray for to be healed. Because if you don't look for it that way, you must not know the will of God. Sister Betty read it. He said, I would, above all things, that you would prosper, that's the money, and be in health. Be in health, even as your soul has prospered. But if your soul is stagnant, and your soul is just sitting right where it was when you went to that altar, and you hadn't grown in God, you hadn't sought out the favor of God, you hadn't sought out the things he's prepared for them that love him, I'm telling you, you're sitting there, and it's just like a grape that don't get picked off the vine. It starts crying up and shriveling up, and so will you. You got to go on and seek after the Spirit and receive that Spirit of God where he can teach you and show you everything that's of God and the things in this world that's not of God. And there's plenty of them. And old Satan has laid traps for us. Glory to God. Things that we think should be in God's will. This is a good thing. And I'm going to do it. And then you go do it and something bad happens. Maybe you should have asked God whether it was a good thing. And God whether it was his will for you to go. Because a lot of people, you remember, I remember this story in the Bible in Acts. Today was seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew. And they went into this house, a fellow possessed with a devil. They had watched the apostles cast them devils out. So they just going to do it too. They done it in their will. They go in there, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached to come out. And that devil turned around and looked at them and said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? Jumped on seven people, whooped every one of them, stripped them naked, and threw them out of the house. Now, people, what you try to do in the will of God as you see it, you better get some help before you go. Before you start casting out devils, you better make sure there ain't one hiding in you. You better make sure you're in the will of God. You better make sure your heart is pure. You better make sure that you've got your cross on your back and you're following Jesus. Because you cannot, I said you cannot do it of yourself. But glory to God. And all things are possible to them that love the Lord. And we can do all things through Jesus who strengthens us. Glory to God. You can't cast out devil. I can't cast out devil. But Jesus, who lives inside me, can cast them out, and they will come. But that's gone from the church. And we don't do that anymore. You sure shouldn't be doing it any less. Because today, there are devils walking among us. Glory to God, there are. And sometimes it's in our own families. Sometimes it's in our own household. Oh, praise God. Sometimes that devil comes to church where he can smirk and laugh at the things that's being preached and taught. Because he knows most of them ain't doing it no way. Church, the church of God, the living God I'm speaking to, get back in the will. Don't stray. Don't depart. Don't let go. He's got you with a strong arm. And he ain't too short that he can't reach and help you. But you've got to be in God's will every minute. Because glory to God, the first time you get so mighty, he said, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought. Glory to God. What's he saying? Don't think you can do it by yourself. Ain't one thing I can do on my own. But in Jesus Christ, I don't believe there's one thing that I can't do. Glory to God. You say, well, you just said you're 68. You can't do the things a young man can. I might not be as strong. I might not can do it as fast. But with Jesus on my side, I can do it. If you don't trust him that way, believe him that way, you're not in the will of God. The will of God even tells us all through Psalms, Proverbs, different places, about how we are supposed to go about praising God, lifting up the holy name of Jesus, telling the world that I have a Savior that loves me who died for me, who hung on that cross. And when he was killed, he went to the tomb. And praise God, he only borrowed that tomb because it couldn't hold him down. He rose again that I might be freed from the bonds of death and of hell. And if you're free, remember what it said? Whom the Lord has set free, he's free indeed. Glory to God. When the grave came,
it
got no victory. Glory to God. Then you know what? Victory has come your way by the mighty hand of God. When you can lay hands on somebody that's got a devil in them and cry out in the name of Jesus, cast him out of them, and send him back to the pits of hell from where he come. Praise God, you'll know in your heart that God's going to do it. And I didn't say get the big head and run back and tell the church, hey, I met this fellow the other day, had a devil in him. Oh, I've known him at all, and I cast that devil out. You did not do it, and you're a liar, and you're bringing shame to God. God did it. He used you as his vessel. People don't get above the one that died to free us. Don't get above the one whose power we rely on to carry us through day by day. Glory to God. I didn't have no power to do nothing till the Holy Ghost came. Read over the first chapter, the book of Acts, and you'll find out what Jesus told them. Said you'll receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Ghost is the power of God that sent down, that we fight the battles of spiritual warfare, but we fight them with the Holy Ghost power, not with ours. Ours won't do nothing. The devil lacks in us, but in the name of Jesus, he trembles. At the word of God, it cuts him, and he shrivels up because he can't take that. The word of God is the weapon we use against Satan. If you believe that, then believe this. The sixth chapter of Ephesians said, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. Glory to God. And the last thing it says is take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Satan not worried about what you say, but he has to obey what God says. He has to shrivel up and run and get down in defeat when we start using the word of God as our weapon against him. That's the reason the Bible said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Why? Because our weapon is mightier than the things of this world. Our weapon is the word of God. Our weapon is faith. Our weapon is walking in the will. Our weapon, hallelujah, God, don't quit in the midst of the battle. But our weapon will take us through that fight. And we come through victorious in the name of Jesus, showing the world that there is still hope, showing the world there is a better way, showing them that tonight you may be lost and undone, but you don't have to go to sleep that way this night. This night, the will of God, I can tell you what it is. It says this, just as plain as day. It's not my will, that's what he said, that none would perish, but all would come unto repentance. If you'll repent wherever you're at this very now, that's the will of God for you. That's your first step in learning what the will of God is for your life, is to get down and repent. Cry out. You may be on drugs. I was. Hey, I'm ashamed of it, but I want to tell you what God can do. I was on alcohol. I'm not now. God took them away. Wasn't no rehab involved. The rehab was in here. And when all that was gone out of here, and my will was gone out of here, I found out that God would move in. And he would live and make his abode with you. And if you had power, like you've never known, as you get down praying for somebody, they may be around the world. And you get to crying out and praying and believing and thanking God for what he's doing. Thank him for doing it, even though you haven't seen it. But you know the Spirit lets you know that you've reached and touched the hem of his garment for him. You've had to get. You've cried out to the one with the power to reach around the world and heal somebody because your faith
is
to God. That's his will for you and me. Churchgoers, get back and be a vessel of righteousness. You can't do one in your will, but you can be one in his. He's got a work laid out for you. I said this in church, I think in Genesis, that everybody in that church, they ain't no big ones, they ain't no little ones. It don't matter if he's called you just to lay up at night and pray for people. Be a prayer warrior. Every time you hear somebody sick, in pain, suffering, lost a loved one, whatever it may be, you're down praying, seeking the face of God for them. That's your call. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you be the best Sunday school teacher that ever was. And you love them kids so much that you want to instill the spirit and love of God within their hearts. Because this night, we may face Jesus. And I'm going to read this one verse. It comes out of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and the 10th verse. We think that what we do here, you know, we can kind of get by with it. If we kind of hedge around the edge a little bit, you know, we're kind of walking in the Word of God. We read our Bible every time we go to church. We get it and wipe the dust off of it every Sunday when we go to church and get it clean and take it to church with us. But the pages ain't never been turned. Look at all mine. They're marked all pieces. Or something struck me and I write, I mark it where I can go back and read it again. But this is what it says. When you think you're getting by with stuff, you'd be hit pretty good. Verse 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
Think about that. That everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad.
Amen.
You can't deceive God. We hide. Right. See, when I drunk a lot, I might get around certain people. I might go hide to do my drinking. Gargle real good, lift drink, and all this stuff, and come back around them where they couldn't smell alcohol. I might go out and smoke dope, but I'd spray myself down with cologne, my breath, and all that, get off my clothes and come back around them. And they didn't, I had it hid, see. I was smart, boy. I knew how to what stuff to spray to hide it. But you know, when I got down praying in the woods right up there, I realized in my heart I didn't hide one thing from God. He knew it all. And if I hadn't got rid of it, when I stand before that judgment seat, if it's not under the blood, I'm not
Amen.
Either. If my deeds are not under that blood, then I'm not either. I'm not covered. And I'm not his. And you think you don't
Amen.
Need the Spirit. But this is what it said in the 8th chapter of Romans. The 9th verse, the later half of the verse says this. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. You don't belong to him.
Amen.
You think you can get to heaven without the Spirit, please go read that verse. 8th chapter
Amen.
Of Romans, the 9th verse. Read that and tell me then, write to me, tell me that you think you can make it into heaven without the Spirit. The Bible says you can't. I know people tell
Amen.
Me, oh, yes, you can. No, you can't. Because you can't stand against the wiles of the devil and not have nothing to fight back with.
Amen.
I love everybody. But I pray that some of you will repent, will turn loose of whatever has kept you from the will of God because your will is in the way. And that song Tim sung was right on target. Lord, keep me in thy will so I won't be in
yes.
your way. Time to get out of the way of God. We pray about stuff constantly. But you know, most people pray when they're in trouble, when they're in need, when
yeah.
something bad's happened. But reckon God don't want to hear from you when you're up on that mountaintop and everything's going
Amen.
Good. The will of God is that you communicate with him. You tell him your worries.
Yeah.
You tell him your fears. You tell him about your trials and your troubles. But when you get done, say, Lord, now they belong to you. I give my trouble to you. Because he said, cast your care on me, for for I care for you. So tonight, if you're sitting there,
thank you.
And you realize I've been going to church, but I sure ain't been praising God much lately. Or I've been going to church, but I can't remember the last time I've testified, give my testimony. Or, well, I go to church, but I've never truly been saved. I'm aiming to. I'm going to. Friend, please don't wait no longer. We can't get in the will of God. God can't get into us. If God can't get into us, we can't get in the kingdom of God. I say this because I love everybody. And we know that he died for what one reason, right? To take our sins away. That we would live no longer to sin, but to God. If you can resist the devil, the Bible said he'll flee from you. But he also said before that, we got to give ourselves to God. Submit ourselves therefore to God. I ask you to submit tonight. Turn loose of you. Put your will to the side. Lose your life for his sake, and you're going to find it. And it's going to be such a better life, a happier life, a freer life, glory to God, a powerful life. You won't be weakling in this world. You'll have some power. And I pray that God blesses everyone that hears this. Everyone, I'm putting a video out that goes along with it that I'll share out. And I pray that if you see this, you share it. If you see this when we put Blog Talk Radio on through Facebook, share it to somebody else. Share it to your church. Share it to somebody. We need to get back in the center of God's will. Do you think standing on the edge will be enough? Or do you think we ought to just walk directly like he'd have us walk? You decide. You tell your kids they got to live or do a certain thing. You got certain rules in your house. And they live by half of them, but the rest, they just tell you they ain't going to do it. That's what it sounds like when we tell God, I love you. I want you to bless me, but I cannot live in just your will. Because if you can't, you don't know it. You've never met him. You've never been blessed by his presence. But if you'll cry out this very night, this is the day of salvation. This is the hour when the word of God has been presented in such a way you can't deny it. I didn't make it up. It's all in the Bible. I read it all. I just spoke on what it said. And it said we need to get back. We need to be at home as a children of God. To be at home, we got to be in God. God's got to be in us. Amen. And I'll turn it back to Sister Betty. I got long-winded. I got the power of God moved on me before we ever got started. And he put so much extra on my heart, I had to share it. I hope you enjoy it. I hope that you don't just enjoy it because you like to hear somebody preach. Because I'm a nobody. He is everything. He can make all of us somebody. In him. And I love you.
Amen.
God bless your houses. I pray it. In the name of Jesus. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back.
Appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. Let me get this other one on here. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
No, I filled out the application, but I didn't go over.
706, come on in and tell where you're at. Billy, are you on? Okay, we're just going to go ahead and go to another song. And just praise the Lord with us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know how it feels? I know something's missing. I heard a little small voice that just keeps insisting. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside? And I just keep on a constant. I'm going to do it over. Just a minute here. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Do you know how it feels? To know something's missing and hear a still small voice that keeps insisting. Do you know how it feels? Be troubled inside, the danger free. All across someone died. Do you know how it feels when he longs to surrender? As he walks away, never to be remembered. And so that thrill, tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does he feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father, owns everything? How does it feel to know our love by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how you feel? You know how it feels when your cold heart is melted and tears start flowing the moment he found it. Do you know how it feels? You know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. You know how it feels. Wherever you're wrong, you still get a feeling that you're not at home. No, the tension is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Ain't it good to know how it feels?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I was also thinking about this song a few minutes ago. It kind of goes along with that, you know, that other song that I did, Keep in Your Will. Just kind of thinking about that middle song. In the garden of Gethsemane, I can see our Savior there as he calls to Father in earnest prayer. He said, if it be thy will, let this pass from me. In the garden of Gethsemane, I can see our Savior there as he calls to his Father in earnest prayer. He said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Son of God, Lord, satisfies me. So if it satisfies you, Lord, then it satisfies me. These two words may my prayer answer me. If you have me on a mountain or in a valley on my knees, either way, Lord, it satisfies me. Now the signs of the time, they are on every hand, and how my heart longs to see the promised land. If I go by the day, or in the rapture, your face I'll see. Either way, Lord, it satisfies me. Now if that's an end of you, Lord, then it satisfies me. These few words may my prayer ever be. If you have been on a mountain or in a valley, all my needs, in way, Lord, satisfy me. Now if you have been on a mountain or a valley, all my needs, in way, Lord, if that is
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
All living fire from the Holy Spirit burns in me, closing all my wickedness, these ones that I had never seen. Driving out my own desires and letting Jesus grow in sin, burning all the filthy rags that I call my righteousness. All kinds of fire, but I know nothing left but in front of the smoking ember, bring forth the vessel you can use. Every time you come through, oh, my hungry heart, it makes me new. But even upon the fire, touch me until I burn like you. His fire has saved me and has brought me to this reality. But even at my very best, I'm still altogether vanity. But it's only as I yield myself, as the living sacrifice to Him, then my life has meaning, and I have a reason in me. All kinds of fire, burns towards nothing left but you. From a smoking ember, bring forth a vessel you can use. They say the upper room fill my hungry heart and make me new. Flame of holy fire, touch me until I burn my fuse. Oh, won't you take me to your room, fill my hungry heart and make me new. Flame
Praise your name, Lord. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
This world has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope, my friend, on this earth we cross. Let's leave out the old past. Let's go back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn God's power and give Him back our heart. I'll tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. My Jesus said before He went away, I'm leaving now and I'll return today. If we expect to go with Him to another angel's cross, we better get our hearts right and let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn to His power and give Him back our heart. I'll tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn God's power and give Him back our heart. Will you bring it the only way? Let's turn back to God. I feel you bring it the only way. Let's turn back to God. World has not seen over each other today. They say just do your own thing. It's your life anyway. God has the most plainly. Now we must come out from the old. Leave everything for if we're gonna live for Him. So I'm out there to be in front in the world of compromise. And I'm there for you, Jesus. Don't mind me criticized. For me, you really true. All criticized. So I'm out there to be in front of the now I may not be famous, and my name may never be. If I have a better for all the world to see, I can't hold my head up high. The only friend I need, for I know where my need is. I'll go in forever and won't be. So I'll wear feet in front in the world of God's mind. And I'll stay for you, Jesus, though I be criticized. For me, you are ridiculed, all that criticized. I'll wear a candy in front, that's
We all need a savior, and there's only one. There's nothing better than Jesus Christ, our Son. He prayed on the day for our freedom. We all need a savior, and there's only one.
They break down and pray for kids. And while they're praying, that spirit comes on them. they can receive it for themselves also. Now, just remember all the lost that's out there. You know, I hope they hear this and turn their life around, because in your will, you'll perish. In God's will, you can live forever. And that's the words I was saying that. I love the Lord and thank you for his mercy on me.
Yeah, amen. We have several requests here. Angie Yates said she has an unspoken request. She wants everyone to pray for her. Sharon Nowak said she needs a prayer tonight. David Fritz needs a miracle in his body. He got some news, and they said that they're just wanting everybody to pray for him. And Sharon Archer said she has a serious unspoken request, praying for God to intervene. Gwen Poole says to pray for her children, Dustin Phillips, Andy Matthew, Robbie Phillips, Lindsay Phillips Root. So remember all of her kids in your prayers. Remember all of our family that needs to be saved. Still have a lot that need to come in, but I know God's going to bring them in. Let's remember Dora and Jay. Dora's down in Florida getting chemo treatments, and Jay was down there with her for about 3 weeks, and he said she was in pretty bad shape. Some days she would have good days, and some days she would have bad days. So just keep her in your prayers, and we're just believing God for a miracle for her. Remember little four-year-old Landon that's taking chemo treatments that has tumors in his stomach and in his head. Just pray for his grandparents as they take care of him. They live way up the mountains here in Tennessee, and they've been having to drive him all the way to Chattanooga for the treatment. So just remember them.
Amen.
Remember Brother Willie. He's been... Pray that God will touch him and heal him. And just want to thank the Lord again for touching those three babies that were born a pound, just a little over a pound. All three of them have come home from the hospital now, and they're all doing well. So we just thank God for that. And Linda Griswold, she, remember her granddaughter Brittany. She had a baby here a few months back, and the baby finally got to come home after about 3 or 4 months. And the baby's doing fine, but the mother's not doing good. She's been in the hospital twice after that, and she's had blood clots in the lungs, and she just got out of the hospital and still not doing good. So remember Brittany tonight. Remember all the people in the nursing homes, the prisons, the hospitals. And let's just continue to pray for all the people that write in every single day on the prayer line for prayer. God knows each and every one of them, and just help us pray for them that God will touch and meet their needs. And for the ones out on Facebook, if you have any prayer requests, just put them in the comments, and we'll be praying over them. Let's remember Nellie needs strength. She's been taking dialysis. And let's remember Leon and Angie and Daniel. They've been sick this week. DJ needs the healing. He's in the hospital down in Nashville. They think he had a heart attack, and they done surgery on him, and they had to end up taking him down to Nashville. So remember him. Remember Preacher Timothy Hall, he needs healing in his body. And Patty says to remember her and her husband, that they'll have a safe trip back home from the vacation. Remember Kason and Zoe that's needing healing in their body. They're sick. And God knows all the other ones. We just continue to pray for them, whether it's salvation or healing or whatever it may be. God knows what it is. So we'll just have you to pray over each brother Miles, and we'll just take all these to the Lord in prayer.
All right, see you. Father God, as we come before your mighty throne tonight, Lord, you've heard the great need there is among your children tonight, God. There's so many that are sick and afflicted. So many things in life is from God. But we know the one that has it all in his hands. The one that we've always feel his will is for us to be healed. Dear God, we pray tonight for the healing of each one. So many that are tormented, so many. The cancer that's eaten the body away so many. But dear God, we pray that the teeth of cancer would be no more. That it would eat no one in God. That it would be cast forth from their bodies and sent to the pit of hell. Dear God, we pray that all those brothers they're in these children's hospitals, St. Jude's and all the others, the little babies, the kids with cancer, with arms and legs, with thorns and plagues. Father, we pray that you
Lord, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus to touch all the people out there that need to be in this body. Lord, we just say that we strive, say that we're healed in the name of Jesus.
But dear God, we're praying that as of tonight, God, you would send them, the Lord, a strong God, that they would seek you out, seek the face of God, and find their redemption in you. Dear God, we pray that you're doing our heart every time we
be with you.
In the hospitals, the prisons, the jails, dear God, we would be on
the glory,
crying out to you to intervene in their lives. God, we ask you tonight to set the captives free, the ones that's been in the grip
of the blood clot,
God, that you bring the peace and the joy of God into their hearts and their lives. Lord, that you brought us of the dark places in our lives, God. All of us,
Lord, in the name of Jesus, to touch your body, make it whole, Lord.
And the hope that lies within Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord has saved us, that we have hope, that we free from
in the name
all this,
of Jesus,
that we can reach into your kingdom, God.
God.
It won't be anymore sickness or sorrow or cancer or pain or grief. And Father God, that's why we preach it. Because there is deliverance.
All the ones out there on Facebook that have
healing,
we just lift
God,
them up. We continue, Lord, to just come
by those
needs,
Lord,
to follow their needs, Lord,
victory,
to risk
all
the glory by Christ.
For Joram, for each one, Lord,
and we thank
you, cancer, for those that are going through the sickness of all men, God. We believe in the name of Jesus that they'll be healed. We believe for those three little babies that were born just a little over a pound, and they're all at well. They're out of that hospital,
Lord,
God. And we know that you can deliver each and every one else, God. Lord, heal us. We have healed out. Touch us, Lord. The Bible helps us to believe. And God, I don't want to unbelieve nothing. I trust you for each ground and quest.
In
God,
the
we lift the book unto the throne of God, or we leave it with you, God. Or you said, yes,
Lord,
you care for me, for I care for you. And dear God, you said, it's not your will that any of us, Lord, would be sick, but that we prosper and be in health, even as prosper. We ask to give our souls that prosperity to God, that our lives too can prosper, that we can be made well for
Lord, peace will be healed, set safe and delivered. In
the
name of Jesus, we pray.
We rebuke him in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God, for what we pray we look to because we pray it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We give you the glory and the honor to God.
Thank you,
Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just
thank you,
Lord, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus. In the name of
God.
Jesus.
Thank you. Lord, we've been up on all these prayer requests. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
yes,
to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Lord, glory.
Brother Miles, we have about 4 minutes left. And is there anything else that you want to add to this?
I thought about this right here. It said this in Jude 17th verse, but beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. That there be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, he said what I said. These people that don't walk in the will of God is because they're walking after their own lust. I pray to God that you want nothing more than you want Jesus. Because anybody you do it tonight, you put it above God, you put it in the place of God, and your life will be shambles. And I don't want that for anybody. But I ask this. You know, I preach about the Spirit a lot. He said praying in the Holy Ghost. How can you pray in something you have to see? Churchgoers, I'm telling you, seek after the Holy Ghost. Clean your life up in a way that God will give him to you. He'll come inside and make his abode with you. And when you pray in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit, that you'll reach the throne of God, the throne of mercy, the throne of all peace, all good.
Praise God,
he will live. He will move. And when we go to walk after what? Our ungodly lust, that's because we know nothing of God. We've never trusted God. We don't believe enough to know that he's better than what we want for us. For what I want for me, I want to live forever with my loved ones in the kingdom of God, that we don't have to worry about no lake of fire. And praise God. Glory. I want to know that I know that I know that every bridge behind me is marked. And I can't go back that way. There's only one way to go, and that's onward and upward. Because that's where we're going. One day our feet is going to leave this ground, but our old body is going to be left behind because we got a new one waiting for us. Glory to God. He's went and prepared it, and he's waiting on us to be ready to move in. One day, he's going to open heaven, and he's going to come back. But he's just coming for them that's received his Spirit, that walks in his Spirit. He said, if you live to the flesh, you'll die. But if you live to the Spirit, it is life everlasting. Get the Spirit of God. I don't care if you got to lay everything else aside. Get a hold of the Spirit of God, for it will take you into the kingdom. And that's all I've got to say about it. But please, if you was to get down and get saved tonight, text us. Let us know. Put it on the comments. Let us know. We want to rejoice with you. And just praise God for another person that give her life to Jesus. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Sister Ben.
Praise the Lord. Well, we've almost, our time's almost gone, so I'm going to go ahead and just tell everybody to tune back in next Thursday from 6 to 8 USA Eastern Standard Time, and we'll lift up the name of Jesus again.
Amen.
And we've still got the page there that you can go and put your prayer request on.
Amen.
And under Betty Marie Yearwood. And I'll see the things and I'll pray over them. And we also have another broadcast that comes on Monday night. Pastor Don Harris. So if you just punch in Pastor Don Harris, you can get on Facebook, you can get the Monday night service also.
Amen.
So we just want to see you tonight. We love y'all. We thank God for all that he's doing. Good night. We love y'all. God bless.
God bless.
Praise
love y'all. God bless. Everybody out there,
y'all. God bless.
All right. Good night.